USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to a U.S. Korean War veteran. During a ceremony at the White House, Biden awarding a Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. for conspicuous gallantry in combat.
He leads from the front. He leads by example. He leads with his heart. He's a Ranger, and that's how Rangers lead. That's how you lead.
Biden also calling him a true American hero and saying the recognition is decades overdue. Former President Trump is planning to hold rallies in battleground states this summer. Trump telling One America News he's eyeing Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina for stops to continue his campaign-style rallies. The schedule is expected to be released in the next couple of weeks. This announcement comes as the former president mulls a decision to run again in 2024. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.